fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, reminder, Score One Smoking out in
Score Holbert. One!
Still tailgate seasons. You can still get barbecue rubs and sauces for all the great tailgates, whether you're at the game or back in Holbert or in Lincoln, wherever you're at. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Get your rubs and sauces today.
Eventually, there's going to be away games.
That's right.
And just what you want to do during that time is hit Chris up now. And send the product ready to go. Mm-hmm. He can send the product ready to go. That is what's so different about Chris. Just remember, he's a world class. He has scored in the top three in every competition he's been in, and that's been over 400 contestants.
He's like Aaron Rodgers in his prime.
He is. He's a bad man as far as barbecue.
Like Aaron Rodgers was.
Yeah.
Was.
He's not a was.
Big fan of that past tense right there.
What was the stat that you saw, Sip?
Big fan of that.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, 23 straight games of under 300 passing yards.
Yeah, that's a big stat.
23 straight games of under 300 passing yards. Didn't realize
it. He was not good at the last year that he was healthy. That's why these past 2 years with the Jets, I mean, obviously he got hurt right away.
I just couldn't imagine playing in the NFL. Getting hit at age 40.
Yeah, it would suck.
I just can't imagine. I know some people have done it, but that's like, I think Blanda played till he was 46. Imagine that one. George Blanda. 46 years old.
Was Brady 45 when he retired?
It'd make you want to sit in a dark room for days on end.
It would. I actually want to do that now.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Laura?
All right. Let's get to Bill's Thrills here on
Bill's Thrills.
A Thursday. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows at Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a cool parenting tip Thursday.
Cool parenting
tip. Bill, what's on your mind today?
This is one that's a little out there. Not going back to better times.
We're not.
This is current.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Oh.
Current times. Cool parenting tip.
That's okay.
Teach your kids. Fandom of the pharmacy. Fandom of the pharmacy.
I love where this
start
is
going. With a thank you. Start with a thank you when you walk up. I always do the thank you. I appreciate with what you do. It's a mesmerizing work scene. When you go to the pharmacy, it's insane. It is like an air traffic controller. It's like an air traffic controller with upset people and confused people. Mm-hmm. Coming up to help
100.
You. And it is absolutely...
You got to mentally prepare yourself.
I absolutely love everyone who works in the pharmacy. You've got the drive-thru going. You got two lines inside. You got double lines outside. Everyone's got an insurance problem. Well, what's wrong with my insurance? And someone's upset. Then there's a guy back there that's actually... The true pharmacist is back there putting... And he's answering questions about... Well, I don't know. Maybe you should try some penicillin with that, or maybe you should try this. All different things. They give you all kinds of answers. And also, he's the guy that has to put, when you look over at the pharmacist, the stress level is incredible.
Yeah, you've never seen a non-frazzled pharmacist.
You've never seen a non, and then you talk to him. And, I mean, it is just incredible. Like I said, And the people, so I talk to my, I always say, listen, I appreciate you guys so much for what you do. And it's amazing how much faster too, if you say that, like, I can get that filled for you in 10 minutes. Or if you're not, if you're a clown, yeah, stop back tomorrow. I think it'll be ready for you.
How about after 12 on Friday?
Yeah. How about that one? Yeah. So they say, so I go, do you guys get any, they stay in the entire time. I go, do you get any time off? Any time they go, we get a half hour for lunch and we close down for a half hour at lunch. And the lady tells me, so they closed this big, it's a retractable thing they put down.
At Walgreens.
She says, every day, people pound on it. No. Are you in there? They know you're in there. And they pound and they yell at the sitting there eating like a tuna sandwich.
Wow.
And out there, it's like an air traffic controller work scene. It's insane. And then all of a sudden that happens. And they've always got to be able to answer that. Like I said,
that'd be stressful.
You got to build them up.
I've noticed a lot of turnover at my Walgreens. That's why.
I'm sure when you look at them, I mean, it's like being like people of different medical things, like they just get burned out and worn out. That job is insane. And you just look up and then just look at the people in line and waiting and then just look right behind you. There's like 50 bins full of stuff that people have ready and they just whip it up, boom, boom, pull things up. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that they've done for me, like, well, what about this with this? Oh yeah, we can change that. We can do that. Boom, boom, boom. And they knock it out. It's incredible. It is incredible. Build up the pharmacist.
I like this.
Be a fan of the pharmacist. Embrace the pharmacist. Start out with a thank you before you even ask him a question.
See, mm-hmm. when this started, I thought it was going to be a sports team thing where you should only root for one team. And it's like you should really only have one pharmacist.
One pharmacy?
You shouldn't be all over town. You should be supporting one pharmacist.
And that is true. I have. We're 70th in Pioneer. Jake, that's our pharmacy.
I wheeled up to CVS, South Lincoln, thinking I was at Walgreens, and was dumbfounded. I was like, "How do you not have my breathing apparatus?"
Sir, you're at the wrong store.
Yeah, and it was very confusing to everybody. And then she said, "Is it possible? Is it Walgreens?" It's very possible.
Very possible. That's where I go.
Where am I?
It's very possible. I
feel like you don't want to say, where am I in front of the pharmacist? Yeah. That's a concern.
Where am I?
That's a concerning note to have in your file.
Anyway, thank you.
Your picture's up in the back. If this guy stops you, just tell him, go across the street. So Steve Sipple, here's his picture.
He's a compliance violator.
There's a lot
of confusion.
Comes here quite often.
I swear to God, I got this. You guys answered the call.
And also what happens, you get the people that go sometimes, like, I'll jump in. Laura is the pharmacy person. She handles the pharmacy. But at times, I might have, and then I'm not the normal pharmacy person. So right away, I always walk up like, easy with me here. I'm on your
side. Walk me through this.
I'm going to ask some questions here. Just help me out with this. And they do a really good job. And to be honest with you, they're really happy. They're in good place, but they deal with nothing. Every other person, there's a problem.
Right.
Someone's upset. And right away, you hear them just talking like that. Well, that's a lot of money. Like that. Well, I don't set the prices. Right. They're not the ones that are back there going like, hey, listen, I just saw this person pull up in a Range Rover, jack up the money on the amoxicillin. Like that. That's not what happened. We don't set the price. Like, right now, your insurance is not covering this like that. Well, why? Again, that's not me. That's the insurance. I don't have anything to do with that part of it.
So abrasive.
Where am I at? Is there any chance this is going to be easy? So fandom of the pharmacy. And the main pharmacist answers, and you just look over when you're at the deal, look over to your right, and you'll see him, and he's stressed. He's counting. Because if you put the wrong pills in the wrong deal, you can kill somebody. It could be a bad deal.
That's true.
He's got pressure on him. That's like, it's not like he's not at the candy store,
right?
You know, type of deal.
Pharmacist is a important tag. I mean, that's an important job.
How long were you at the wrong place for before you figured it out?
I mean, there's a back and forth.
Were
you
in the line for a while too?
I was good for a while in line. That's the best.
No. I was in a drive-thru, if that helps the story at all. I mean,
it's even worse.
That doesn't help the story.
Does it mitigate it a little bit? I was in a drive-thru and there was a back and forth with the lady.
Isn't there like a noticeably different color scheme of the buildings of the two?
I don't know. There's not a big difference. There was just a back and forth that was interesting.
How like, about the fact
that I know that I called and it was filled. I know this, so this is really confusing to me. And then it was confusing to her too until she asked the question. Now, sure, could this be at Walgreens?
Yes.
Oh God, yeah, it is at Walgreens.
They will help. My bad. They will help you so much. And there's sometimes she's like, if they say, "Well, do you want to wait and have it filled?" And I'm like, "Well, is that possible? I know you're swamped."
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next thing you know, your stuff comes out pretty fast.
It does.
But now, if you want to be the old, it'd be nice to get it. I'm sick.
Here's a good question for you. Are you the person that when you call in, do you go with the automation or do you need to talk to somebody?
Oh, I need to talk to someone.
Okay, yeah, I don't like the automation.
Yeah, I don't like the automation.
See, I've recently just changed to automation. And it works.
It's okay.
It's so long.
It's a big risk there.
I just love that you get a text message now. Ding. Yeah. That your stuff's ready. It's like, oh, wow. How about this?
I'll be damned.
Yeah. I'll be going to hell. Imagine that back in the day. Soon. Imagine our parents back in the 70s.
Yeah. No.
They had to go in. Yeah. They had to deal with Kins Rexall and Pender.
Kins Rexall.
In the small town, they don't. The pharmacist was always in a higher booth.
He was.
You had to look up.
Or she was.
She was. So it's like this. You have to look up to him. Excuse me.
And they'd always have glasses on. Readers.
Readers on. You have to look up to him just like this. Excuse me. I'm here for my. You had to look up.
This here for your not, yeah. I am not familiar with this.
Oh, Thule's Drug in Columbus.
Yeah. Are you familiar? Have like the behind the counter. It just stood higher, right? Like
yeah.
That was,
yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't. Thule's was not the Schaefer family pharmacist.
So that was downtown.
Yeah,
that was downtown.
Yes, Thule's
fandom drug. Of the pharmacy.
Thank you.
That's a Bill's wonderful, wonderful addition to Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play.
Could it be at Walgreens?
I can't believe that. I can't believe it. But I can't believe it came to life.
Fandom of the pharmacy.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe today. Schaefer, a lifeline for you, Sip, because Bill out on Thursdays to help have Schaefer, right?
I'm out.
Is that correct?
I just sit here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Schaefer's your life. That's what it's always been.
Today
you wouldn't have known that last Thursday if you weren't here.
Right. That's good.
Because it's NFL day. Bills and Dolphins all-time leaders. How about that? We got the game.
How about that?
We got the game tonight.
How about that,
Bills,
Schaefer?
Dolphins.
How about that?
You think you know your Bills
we should
and
know
Dolphins
this.
All-time stat leaders?
We should be good.
I think you guys should be good.
Call us up right
I'll
now.
I'll be good.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Well, we had a caller that got scared and dropped off, so a line
Don't
is
get
open
scared.
For you.
These are tough.
They heard Schaefer was there.
I would be scared.
Dolphins
no
and
reason
Bills,
to be scared.
All-time leaders for Throwback Thursday, 464-5685. Call the Digtown Sip and Trivia.
At worst, you get a bagel and a coffee for your time.
Yeah. On the week, you are 1-2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Schaefer?
We got to get back to 500 here.
Callers coming in now. You guys feel good about this, though.
Yes,
Dolphins.
I do.
You feel oddly good about Dolphins and Bills.
I do. I know those two teams.
Well, it helps that they have two very notable longtime quarterbacks. So
long list.
I'm saying you know Jake better than that. Those will not.
I know. Well,
you're not answering Dan Marino. Shouldn't.
Wow, Dan Marino. Will he become up? Yeah. No, probably not. Today.
Jim Kelly.
Adam, how do you feel about Bills and Dolphins all-time leaders today?
I feel pretty good after listening to their attempts with NFL players yesterday.
Ooh, shot.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's see how this goes. Again, Schaefer going to help sip out for one question. First question goes to you, Adam. Jim Kelly leads the Bills in all-time passing yards with 35,000-plus yards. Josh Allen is third all-time with 22,900 yards. Who is second?
I know it.
Got it. With 27,590 yards all time with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm a little too young. I don't remember anybody before Kelly. I remember Kelly really well. All their four Super Bowl run, I remember well. But I don't know any Bills quarterback pre-Kelly. And it would have to be pre-Kelly. So I don't have a guess. I'll pass.
Can't give you the horns.
Steve, tell me you have this.
I don't have a good
boy.
I've got it written down right.
I
mean,
I got a pretty good.
I've got a name. I just don't feel comfortable with it.
I got a name. I don't feel comfortable with it. Pass.
Is it Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Joe Ferguson.
Got it right there.
Wow.
See? That's better than the name I had.
That was OJ. He handed off to OJ. Yeah.
Ferguson played from 73 to 84 with the Bills.
Yes, it was Ferguson.
Bill, I should. I'm sorry. I should have gotten
it. Shame for not. That's you.
Yeah. Shame on me. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
shame on me. I'm serious.
0-0. First question.
Hand it off to the juice.
Who leads the Bills in all-time rushing yards with 11,938 yards?
It's got to be the layup, isn't it? Oh, hang on.
Hold on. It's a little touchy.
Yeah, that's a little iffy.
It is a little iffy.
You think it's the Oklahoma State?
Right. Yeah. That's what you Thurman think. Thomas. Bam. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good call. Way to slow that one down.
Does he count? Now, what do we do with that?
There.
What? You see, Jake, you got to make a ruling on that. Schaaf, you.
I'd say it counts. I'm out the rest of the game.
I think he didn't say that.
Schaefer just ruled himself out.
I ruled himself out. I don't want controversy. I want you to win this clean. Okay. We don't need people protesting the results downtown.
Yes, that's fair.
Okay, back to you, Adam, to tie it up at 1-1. Who leads the Dolphins in all-time rushing yards with 6,737 yards?
That's got to be, right?
6,700?
Yep.
Yeah, that ain't very many.
It's not.
I got it. Dang.
5 seconds, Adam.
Five. Ricky Williams.
Oh, okay. Now that
Ricky is second.
Are you going back
time.
To 1972?
Okay. Now you're gonna. Yes, I was. Is that okay?
If you want to.
Guess
no.
It.
Pass.
Is it Zonka?
I don't
Larry
think
Zonka.
I was going to say Mercury Morris.
Well, good thing
you
did.
Are you kidding me?
It was Larry Zonka.
I definitely thought it was Ricky Williams.
Right, you got to compromise again.
Ricky
no,
was
I didn't
second.
Compromise. He said pass.
No, he passed.
You said pass.
Okay. This now, Bill Sip is by himself here. 1-0 lead. You're in good position here. For the win, who leads the Dolphins in all-time sacks with 131, 33 more than second place?
Jason Taylor, bam.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was too
I would like to have the name Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor ready to go.
One of those
is going to come up.
Good try, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Adam.
Hall of Famer, Jason Taylor. He used to go with Mercury Morris, who was also very good during those times, but not the all-time leader.
I had a poster of Mercury Morris.
You did?
Yes.
Zonka and Kick and Mercury Morris. That was a three running back.
All right, we'll get Bill for the tiebreaker here.
Jim Kick.
Dan Marino threw 420 touchdowns in his 17 seasons with the Dolphins. How many career interceptions
420?
Did he throw?
178.
You guys need to go over under that.
It's a good number.
I'm going over.
It's funny the way he's 178.
It's the whisper.
Let's go over with Schaefer.
What would your number be, Schaefer?
In my head, I was like 262.
201.
252. 420 touchdowns.
178.
At the library.
But you know what? You're back to 500 on the week. Two
yes, thank
nice.
You, Jake. Thank you.
And Bill would have had two questions right there for sure.
Right, maybe good job.
Wait, do you have Thurman Thomas? We can say OJ. Okay.
I made me think for a second because I thought Thurman Thomas was too easy.
Right. Would you have had Jason Taylor?
I would have had to think about that one harder. I had Zonka and
you had three for sure.
Yeah, I had three for sure.
Is there a obvious number three leading rusher for the Bills? An obvious number three.
No, it was definitely Thurman, OJ, and then a distant third.
Distant third, okay.
Yeah, distant third. Forget who it was, but yeah. Distant third. Just those two guys. So
they haven't had like a good running back since Thurman.
Right.
Really.
They had McCoy for
that's
a couple
Shady
of years.
McCoy. Yeah, McCoy had
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. But McCoy's best years weren't with the Bills.
Same for Lynch. He had the best years with the Seahawks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and so they just haven't had like a really good running back in a while.
Ben would weigh in on this if he could.
Yeah, but he'd have a take right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Ben would. He has a take on everything.
Well.
Thank you, Schaefer.
Thank you, Schaefer. Spillover with Schaefer is next on Early Break on the Ticket.